want to turn your attention to a passage that we are all familiar with. It comes out of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 9. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? This passage speaks to literally every circumstance, does it not? It was written, well, it's been ascribed to Solomon, because within this it talks about when he was king, but most scholars do not think it came from Solomon. It was written later than that. And Solomon would never say, when I was king. It was probably written around the 4th century BCE. Its author is shrouded in mystery. The only thing we know him by is the title of the piece itself. Ecclesiastes means the assemblyman, or it can be translated the preacher. What lessons does it have to teach us? Especially in the wake of the events of this past week. There are the opposites in its passage. And that tells me that life is complex. Were that life were simple. Were that we could plan a day out and it would go exactly as we plan it. Has anyone here ever had a day like that? Amy, I am not surprised. One of the most organized human beings on the planet. And tell me, you know, another reason she can say that? What is it that you did for a living? You were a principal, am I right? I've never known a principal to have things go as they didn't plan them, or they would never admit it. No, but... Oh, we will get to that. Oh, no. And remind me to have us do a dueling sermon one of these days. That, no, I'm serious. We could work that out. But life is complex. You will admit. You will admit that life is complex. All of the events that are put forth in the passage, think about them in terms of today's pace of life. Things are just on us before we expect them. With our machines now, how many within the last 30 seconds have checked your Facebook page? Oh, that's good news. Life is complex. In addition to that, not only is its complexity so confounding at time, Life is challenging. Do you remember the story that Jesus told about the rich man? The rich man who tore down some perfectly good barns. And why did he tear them down? To build bigger barns. To store all that he had. And after he had torn down those bigger barns, he took his ease. He went into his living room. He sat back in his easy chair. He turned on Gunsmoke on the... Well, it's an old story. And he took his ease. And that very night, he thought everything was going exactly the way it should. And that very night, his life was demanded of him. Life is challenging. Not only do not things go as we plan them and line them out, sometimes they go exactly the opposite, don't they? And then we learn from this passage that life can be burdensome. It can be burdensome. Sometimes the heavy load that life brings can literally take us to our knees. Sometimes we are tempted to respond to a challenge with, "I give up. I'm just too tired to go on." Life can be like that. After all of this passage, what does the author ask? What good does it do? Why even bother? What gain do the workers have in their toil? Is the complex burden of life simply too much to bear? But listen to what he says next. "I have seen the business that God has given to the sons of men to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's mind." Do you get the importance of that one little phrase? He has put eternity into man's mind. So what that means is that we are designed not to look up at the troubles and complexity and burdensome nature sometimes of this life. We are invited to look up and ponder eternity. But yet he considers he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Even though we ponder that, we cannot find it out. What is the answer? Even though that last passage is a little better, what is the answer to the melancholy that Ecclesiastes invokes us to? To the troublesome question, what gain have the workers from their toil? Well, we can find that answer easy. And it's generally, and in our case, it's particularly out of the mouths of children. When Isaac is here, what is his answer to no matter what question I ask the kids? Jesus. In Isaac's mind, there is no question about the meaning of life that one word can't answer. And as usual, the simple mind of a child has outfigured the complex mind of adults. He's right. He's right. There is no question about the meaning of life that the answer Jesus doesn't satisfy. Why is that? Well, for one thing, as opposed to the author of Ecclesiastes, who attempts to show us a way in very beautiful poetic language, so beautiful it was put to one of my favorite songs. I'm going to favor you with not singing it, though. No one wants to hear that. But even though that answer was beautiful, simply didn't satisfy, did it? The answer in Ecclesiastes didn't satisfy. Because Jesus doesn't just show or point or name the way to a meaningful life, we make the audacious claim that Jesus, whom we call the Christ, is the way. That life, that meaningful life, is all wrapped up in the essence of who Jesus is, not just what he says. When life becomes too complex, Jesus brings a simple answer. Love one another as I have loved you. When life becomes too burdensome, Jesus answers, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When life becomes simply too challenging, remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only, that whoever would should not but have indeed. Amen.